What do you think, guys?
New quarter, new me?
Like many people, my New Year's resolution included the usual laundry list of healthy habits. 8 hours of sleep, 3 meals a day, regular exercise, you know the drill. But between friends, I have not exactly put in the work to make my resolutions a reality. Maybe it was the rigorous Northwestern course load, maybe it was the winter quarter seasonal depression, maybe it was just pure laziness. Whatever the reason, up until now, I have been a healthy habit failure. New year, new me might not have panned out, but spring quarter set a new challenge. I turn 18 this spring, and I want to enter adulthood as a changed woman. To do this, I needed to start out spring quarter strong. I present to you guys how to turn your life around in 7 days. Sort of. All right, it's the Friday before spring quarter starts, and I've started planning out my healthy habits. After a quick WebMD search on how healthy people behave, I chose the most attainable, regular habits to work into my day. My goals are 10,000 steps, 30 minutes of exercise, 64 ounces of water, 8 hours of sleep, and 3 balanced meals, clocking it at around 2,000 calories per day. With that criteria in mind, I'd like to tell you guys that come Monday, I hit the ground running on my new healthy habits. Unfortunately, I failed every single goal and forgot to record any of my progress. Oops. Luckily, and this might be the first time in history anyone has ever said this, we do Northwestern Mondays. So I downloaded a fitness app, set some reminders on my phone, and woke up bright and early Tuesday morning, ready to right my wrongs. It's 7 on a Tuesday morning. I'm running on a little under 7 hours of sleep, and today I turn my life around. For the most part, my first day of healthy adult habits went off without a hitch. I just went to a yoga class with some friends, and now we are on our way to get some dinner. But by the end of the day, I wasn't feeling refreshed. I was feeling tired and hungry. When I checked my fitness tracker, I realized I was around 800 calories short. The next day, I fell short again, and with my increased exercise, this calorie deficit posed real health problems. Okay, I just went for a run, and I almost passed out. Like, literally the world was bending around me. The next morning, I reached out to Petra Rack, Northwestern Athletics' leading sports dietitian, who reminded me of a key meal I was missing.
If you're only eating 3 meals, you should be eating snacks in between. That's where you can get those couple hundred calories left in between because, you know, if you think about it, your body is, you're not eating for 3 to 4 hours in between your meals. Your body is going to start to run on very low.
The specific type of food is important too. When designing the athlete's meal plan, Rack focuses on the variety within food type.
You want to make sure that there is adequate amounts of different types of carbohydrates because that's the main source of energy. And we want to make sure that, you know, there's one that has a whole grain, but then there's also, you know, a more like either white rice or white pasta or potato that's a quicker carb.
Vegetables are another place where variety on the plate is key.
We always like promote, you know, having a colorful plate because more variety in that plate, in that color, make sure that you're hitting all of the nutrients you need.
Before we ended our interview, I wanted some general advice on how to balance these healthy habits with a stressful Northwestern schedule.
Just about like balancing. If you're not fueled for your sport, you're definitely not going to be fueled for your brain, what your brain capacity is for working, and your time management, because like you can't be staying up until midnight finishing a paper.
After our chat, I went on a Target run to stock up on some healthy snacks to finish out my week strong. But Friday morning, disaster struck.
Okay, so it's Friday morning, and I'm definitely sick.
After a WebMD deep dive and multiple naps, I sat down to modify my goals. Exercising was out of the question, but 3 meals, lots of water and sleep, and a few leisurely walks seemed like just what the doctor ordered. But what I didn't account for was the power of a strict schedule in keeping these healthy habits. Those innocent naps ended up disrupting both my sleep habits and my meal times. I only ate 2 meals a day the entire weekend, and my sleep varied from 13 hours one night to just 2 the next. At first, I was really frustrated with myself, not only for getting sick, but for being derailed by something as small as a sore throat. But as I sat down to write this piece, I remembered something that Rack told me at the end of our conversation.
You don't have to be perfect at everything in your life. I would say that would be the biggest thing, is like just accepting that not everything's going to be perfect. And the fact that you're doing your best in these other aspects, you know, as long as you are, you know, eating majority of the time, you know, with whole foods and things that make you feel good, you're doing things with friends, you're being social, you're drinking water and some fluids, and you're exercising a little bit once in a while.
I guess what I learned is that turning your life around is more than a one-week process. Sometimes uncontrollable things come up, and that's okay. I learned to give myself grace and take the time to choose the habits that are most helpful to me. I didn't like counting my calories, but eating 3 meals a day definitely improved my energy levels, and I had a lot of fun exploring the SPAC group classes for this piece. Luckily, I have a month and a half left of my youth left to pick and choose what to keep and what to leave. For WNUR News, I'm Gabby Schell.